J.J. Ellers has lived in Park City for nearly 21 years, all of that time in Jeremy Ranch. She has two children, one who has already graduated Park City High School and another who will graduate in June. She says she has the time and interest to serve on the school board.
I have been a volunteer in the school, and I also was worked part-time in the school as a computer lady at Jeremy Ranch, is what I like to say. It's a education technology specialist position, and I just felt like at this point that that was something I needed to, that running for school board was something that I needed to do, or was the right time, and that there's a lot of issues that we need to be looking at, and I felt that I bring a unique perspective to those, being as both a volunteer and a employee in the district.
She now works full-time at the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. Because she has no other contenders, she'll be seated on the school board next January. One of the biggest issues she'd like to address is transparency.
There's not good policies and procedures in place, and so that I don't feel like that there's a lot of people feel like that there's a that the school board is listening to them.
She thinks the district could adopt better procedures to communicate committee information to the public. Right now, it's information, she says, that's going to the board and no one else.
The biggest one I feel like we're seeing right now is that the committees don't have a reporting structure or the need to have reports given to the school board. And I think that the issues that we're having right now are the questions that are being asked right now about the building that is being looked at, being built. If there had been reports that were put out from that committee on a regular interval, I mean, even every six months, would have answered a lot of the questions that are being brought up right now.
She thinks the school board could also do a better job thinking long term when it implements new programs.
For instance, dual immersion, the idea is great. I would never have agreed to it until I had saw a plan that went from K through 12. So I think the fact that this year we're looking at what to do with these fifth graders going into sixth grade, that was 6 years too late. In my opinion, that should have been figured out before when they entered kindergarten.
While she's not up to speed on the budget yet, she says she will definitely be looking for savings.
One of the things that has bothered me for a long time about the way the school board's being done is there seems to be a lot of cuts at the school level and not a lot of cuts at the district level.
That's Park City School Board candidate J.J. Ellers representing residents living on the north side of Interstate 80 from Southridge to Silver Creek. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.